This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
A special shout out to HelloFresh.com for supporting the PowerCast. Receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PowerCast30. So, our guest, the dark journalist, is talking about Mercury being in retrograde to explain all the weird problems we're having. We have a dryer that doesn't dry and a sink that leaks. So we've got two service people trying to sort things out. You know, I haven't lived in any place in the last 10 years that didn't, within a week of moving in, have a plumbing problem. But this is not a problem for the dark journalist, is it, Daniel?
No, and actually you're in luck because Mercury goes direct in about 24 hours, so you'll be all set.
So I'll wake up tomorrow morning and the dryer will dry and the sink won't leak.
Things are going to go better. They're going to go more smoothly. There's no question about it. I think even really hardcore skeptics of astrology accept the Mercury retrograde factor. Just one of those things that always seems to pan out.
Usually for worse, not better.
I have to tell you that we're getting great reception to last week's appearance of Dr. Jacques Vallée on the PowerCast. I'm going to share with you one little insight, kind of how Jacques is and his personality. He's got this sly sense of humor. So he sent me this letter after the show, which he really enjoyed, by the way, and we have high hopes of having him back in the near future. He said, the early pulp guys, the World War II generation, were a lot of fun. They once had a contest to write the shortest amazing story. So the winner wrote, he crept into the crypt and crapped.
Vallée sent that?
Yes, he did. He loves pop culture. You see, everybody rags on me for having too much pop culture on this show. And you bring Jacques on, I assure you, he's very, very steeped in it.
Yeah, and that's all for the best, I guess. I think one thing that's important is when you're talking about amazing stories and Fate magazine and some of the early men's pulp magazines, you know, you can find and trace back where specific memes that are now very prevalent within these subject matters. You can trace back where those memes started and how they were disseminated, and you can also see the ones that didn't catch a hold in the culture, and I think it's fascinating in that sense. But for a listener, hearing the same or similar stories over and over again, especially our longtime loyal listeners who are listening to us every week, it does get a little old.
I think it's important when you consider how the pop culture relates to the subjects we deal with and the perception.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting about Vallée, though, is he was in the Close Encounters movie. We have to remember.
You know, no, so he was not. That was not him.
Oh, it's not him.
No.
No, that was Francois Truffaut.
Right, but the character he portrayed was based on a French UFO researcher, but it was not Jacques Vallée.
Now, but here's what's interesting about it, which is he's been around the block for a long time, because that was 40 years ago, because we know they're coming out with the blockbuster reissue of Close Encounters right now, actually. Yeah. So yeah. He's been in there. He's been in the circuit. He goes back to the John Keel days. So
he goes back, back to the 50s, really. He had his first what really got him jazzed on the subject was what later became the subject of Ami Marshall's book, UFOs in the Straight Line Mystery, which influenced him greatly. And also, he was witness to a UFO sighting I think, detected by instruments, and he saw how the astronomers destroyed the evidence because it didn't conform with, you know, conventional rigid astronomical thinking. And so that really intrigued him. And then, of course, France went on to have quite a wave of UFO activity in the mid-50s. And so that's what really got him started in terms of his interest. And then, of course, moving to the U.S. and meeting Hynek and getting involved, you know, with Project Blue Book peripherally. Obviously, that's where he cut his teeth. And his first book, I think, was in 64, co-written with his wife, Anatomy of a Phenomenon, which I read as a little kid. And so he's always been, you know, kind of a hero of mine. I mentioned on the show that I'm not a fanboy by any stretch. It's only very, very few people that I would consider myself a fan of, and he's one of them.
You know,
and
something very interesting, Chris, let me just mention this before we get into our guest, and that is, there is one person on YouTube who didn't really take to that, the fact that you admire Jacques Vallée. He thought you were engaged in shameless self-promotion. And I didn't get that at all. I thought you were just sharing experiences because you and Jacques have areas where what you do and what you've done have really come together in different ways. And I thought that was it, just a couple of researchers sharing experiences. But, you know, people see what they're going to see in these things. Let's move to the dark journalist. How does one become a dark journalist, Daniel List?
That's a good question.
I love the term.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I've always really been a dark journalist, but I didn't do it publicly until about 5 years ago. And really what it comes down to is I was seeing in mainstream media, having been around it for a while, and, you know, I worked as the editor of a tech journal for Apple Technology. And, you know, I worked at the Wall Street Journal, and I'd been in this kind of mainstream media zone. And I really saw how there were choke points for important stories that were coming out. And, you know, you get up to a certain level, you get it to a certain place, and then something came in from the top down somewhere and just stopped that story. So I was always interested in that aspect of mainstream media control. But then I had a series of interests, like, you know, I met John Mack in Cambridge back in the day, which is where I live, and I had a friend actually who was his assistant, so I got a lot of inside intel about what they were doing. So a lot of little kind of things that just didn't fit into that mainstream world, and I was thinking, well, there's a second level of journalism here. And the more I got into it, the more I realized, you know, dark journalism is something that we really need, because we certainly have some aspect of, you know, the official story coming out with mainstream media. And that's really, you know, has been in this controlling zone for so long. But then we look at something like conspiracy theory and some of the real information that has come forward out of there. And there's varying degrees of it. And right up there with conspiracy theory is junk conspiracy. So really, if somebody goes and says, well, I don't want to deal with the official version of reality and what the mainstream media is teaching me, and they turn and they look for conspiracy, well, you're going to get a lot of stuff there. It's kind of like the Wild West. So, unfortunately, mixed in with all the good, solid research that you'll get from people who are authors, professors, and real researchers looking for the truth, you'll get this other kind of engineered wing. I call it third wave, because you've got the official story and then you've got the conspiracy theory, which is something that they, you know, they call conspiracy theory. It's usually just a counter research theory about what actually happened that explores holes in the official narratives. And so by the time you get into this third force, this junk conspiracy, we see a lot of intervention there by intel sources. And also a lot of organically crazy stories. You know, my favorite example is the driver shot JFK. You know, was, you know, this is the
you
thing
mean
where
he didn't shoot JFK? Gee, I've got to relearn everything I know. Daniel List is the dark journalist, and this, well, you know what this show is. There's also After the Paracast, our wrap-up show, and the only way to get it is to subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Paranormalradio.com. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, I enjoy sometimes, Mr. Dark Journalist, looking at the avatar that people set for Skype or for a forum to see what's going on. I see this guy in the dark blue sports jacket or suit with dark glasses. Are those your Men in Black glasses?
That's actually a picture of me. It's the real thing. Those are some great glasses, and that just happens to be one of those pictures somebody caught, and I said, this thing's fantastic, even though it was pretty random. It became kind of a little motif. As a matter of fact, there's a guy that I know who designs movie sets. He's out of Australia, and he told me, that's just a sensational thing that you did there. But as it turns out, it was totally random.
Let's go back to the theories here. No matter what happens, when there's a major story like an assassination or a tragedy like 9/11, there's always an alternate theory. Not that the alternate theory isn't true, but the conventional wisdom isn't believed.
Yes. What I found when I did deep research on this is that most, and I would say 85% or more, of the fundamental alternative research approach and a lot of the kind of concrete facts and counter reality that have been picked up in alternative research comes from work of Professor Peter Dale Scott over at Berkeley. Professor Scott has been writing about CIA drug running, you know, the JFK assassination, the deep state, 9/11, and these things. And he's, you know, puts together this deep research, and he is sort of like a walking library himself because he can nest all these details. And he was doing this research far before the internet or anything along that line. But I found when working with his deep politics, deep state type of theories that, you know, here's a complete academic who was a former Canadian diplomat teaching at Berkeley, definitely on the left side of the spectrum. And then you have all these right-wing style people, like the Alex Jones people and all this stuff, picking up on Bilderberg and all these things that he's done this incredible research on. So it's very fascinating to me. But when I think about the counter theory and the quality of people breaking through the mainstream media narratives and the official reality, I go back to Professor Scott because it's that kind of caliber, that attention to detail and that real responsible journalism. That, you know, this is what we need in alternative media. And unfortunately, you get flooded with something very, very different because so much of it is marketing driven or ego driven, maybe downright disinfo at times, as we found in the UFO field for sure. And this is somebody who stays very behind the scenes, and a lot of people haven't even heard of him. But he really, you know, at 88 now, he just did another book on the American deep state. This is somebody who kind of exemplifies the type of thing I'd like to see in alternative research and the kind of thing I aspire to with it, which is very careful, very deep, not intimidated by mainstream narratives, but also not running away with theories down the football field just because there he has to be in the mood that day. I mean, this is somebody who does the deep research and creates a foundation for the work that he puts out, something that's really missing in independent journalism right now.
So it's missing in journalism, period.
Oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you used to be able to rely on network news, for instance, on the television back in the Walter Cronkite days and the Edward Murrow days. You could pretty much take it as gospel, the types of coverage of stories of the day back then. And of course, leading up to and Watergate, I think was probably the zenith of investigative journalism, at least in this country. And then everything started to go downhill.
Absolutely.
You know, you really see, you know, it's obvious with the conglomerates, the big corporate interests buying up media outlets. And I think there's six major corporations now that pretty much control the ebb and flow of news and entertainment in this country. They were big players around the world as well, especially Hollywood. But because of this entrenchment of power and lack of diversity in the media, you're going to have more and more control exerted over the process. And you're absolutely right. It's really important for independent alternative journalists and journalism in general to continue carrying on the rich tradition of, you know, digging down and getting down and dirty even. You know, where's the Gary Webbs of today, for instance, or the Danny Casolaro? You could go down the list of real whistleblowers and real journalists, people who actually did reveal very important information about particular subjects. In the case of Gary Webb, of course, the cocaine shipments coming back from Nicaragua and the Contras being armed with cocaine money and that sort of thing. There's a whole show, I think, on AMC right now called Snowfall, which looks at that kind of in a fairly accurate historical sense, but of course dramatized. But I was really taken with your work recently on digging into the not only Corey Good, the alleged Martian time-traveling security guard, but also the people around him. It was very interesting to me because I was having to deal with one of those people right at the time that your information came out about this business partner of Good's kind of weird checkered past.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, we can get into all that a little bit later when we start to drill down on specific examples of your work. But in general, I totally agree. And I, you know, the internet is a good thing in one sense, but it sure, you know, it allows for an alternative voice in investigations and research. But man, it's sure easy to muddy up the waters and really confuse people as well. How do you separate the wheat from the chaff? Do you go with individuals and their work, or you know, give us your litmus test for trusting sources and trusting, you know, the amount of time it's going to take to track down information?
Yeah, well, you mentioned time there, and it is really important because you only have so much time to do this, especially if you're independent. So you have to know your sources very well. I also want to mention what you said there about journalism, because it's really true. I think the descent, you know, the real kind of plunge from responsible journalism in the mainstream happened. Because if you go back to the periods you're talking about, like even Watergate through, say, Iran-Contra, there's a Bill Moyer special called The Secret Government, which goes into a lot of the Iran-Contra aspects of selling drugs for the CIA and doing the drug running to raise funds to do these black projects that they were doing. So, you know, I definitely think that what we're looking at is this kind of Disneyfication of the media, where it became, from what I understand, the news aspect of a channel didn't really make money in those days. It was there as, it was something like a public service in a sense. Mm. But I do think there was also a control factor that was exhibited there. But what happened, I think, as we got into later periods is, you know, the news
became entertainment.
Let's break it here. We've got more to come with the Dark Journalist and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL trial, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I'm hoping here that in our next segment, Chris is going to give us a dark journalist sound. Daniel List is the dark journalist. We're talking about alternative stuff. But when we do this, we have to separate having an alternate theory of something or information that doesn't really get general circulation and outright fake news where people just make it up. We've always had that, but it became something in vogue during the presidential campaign, largely because it seemed to be very well organized this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's become an art form now, and everybody is so gun-shy. The networks don't know how to handle someone like a Donald Trump, and so they're just I think, slinging from the hip. And this is a really good opportunity, I think, Daniel, and you want your thoughts on this. The way the media is handling the president and his decision-making and the people around him or the comings and goings of people around him, I think it's giving us a window into some of the, at least in the network news departments, some of the editorial slant that goes on. Because when you watch Fox News cover an event or some faux pas of his, and then you watch MSNBC or CNN or somebody, the slant is a lot more apparent than it used to be, I think. It's more polarized. Are you seeing this as well?
Well, there's no question. And I think the alternative media was a major part of Trump's victory, actually, in 2016. Really, what they wanted to do from the mainstream angle was just make Clinton a shoo-in. That was just it. That was their whole mission. And they threw all their own integrity out the window, what was left of it. They were so biased, the polls were so biased, and that they got the story so wrong. They didn't get it wrong. They didn't want to look at what was happening because, really, Trump was such a wild card. And Trump, having taken over the Republican Party the way that he did, was really largely an independent. He was self-funded, which is a big deal in those circles. We see very few candidates like that. You know, maybe Ross Perot and JFK
I just keep the political byplay to the minimum. I want to focus more on the news coverage and how it gets slanted so we can look into our subjects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I would say as far as the mainstream media was concerned, it was get Trump. That's really where they were coming from. When I think about Trump and what he brought out and what he was doing, you know, let's look at 2012. If you look at 2012 and how the media covered it, it was Romney versus Obama, and they talked about Medicaid, and they talked about Russia, and they talked about foreign policy and defense spending. And if you go into the 2016 election between Clinton and Trump, Trump was bringing up everything from autism from vaccines to 9/11 not being given the whole truth on that. And he was bringing out this whole other aspect. He was touching the third rail. On the media side, they just wanted to shut it down. Everything was to make him look crazy. But what was happening with the advent of social media, the way it was, the independent media was picking up and really pushing the subjects, pushing the topics. And I would say largely the independent media lined up with Trump. There's no question about it. So I think in terms of what we saw there, we saw this real clash where the official reality was breaking down. There was kind of a schizophrenic situation where the mainstream media was trying to make it look really good. They were trying to make it look like Trump's crazy. Look, he's bringing up all these subjects. We can preserve the old order with Clinton. Let's do that. So when they really got trounced there, because in the Electoral College, that was pretty much a trouncing or just the surprise aspect of Trump getting in, they created fake news on the weekend as a term, the mainstream media, on the weekend of Thanksgiving. So it took them a couple of weeks to figure out how do we get ahead of this thing. And the thing that happened after that is we saw this list come out in the Washington Post about all these alternative sites that were supposed to be in with the Kremlin. A lot of the sites, I mean, whoever put that together, and it came from this site called PropNut, which had the tagline, serving the public since 2016. This is a very new organization and quite probably just an arm of the Democratic Party. That targeting of the alternative media as Russian agents was a theme that was pushed heavily there, and it shows the kind of threat that the mainstream media felt and the forces behind it, trying to silence the alternative voices. And certainly they went much further and exposed their kind of disdain for the free press in that situation, because we haven't seen lists like that really since the 50s and 60s. I mean, this was literally like a Red Scare. What I was looking at and saying at that, I said, oh, the whole game has changed. We're right in the middle of it. The whole game changed, and it was a result of the election, really, that we were seeing this.
The thing here that we see here is that what people forget when they talk about mainstream media, they say liberal media, conservative media. No, it's a profit-making media. They are all run by multinational corporations, and they exist solely for the purpose of making a profit, way above the news value. Whatever the big story is that day, if they think they can get ratings, whether it's tragedy or something good, whatever spin they can put on it, it's going to be because they're looking at the advertising. There are stories that will never get on the mainstream media because it might impact certain key advertisers. And I kind of think, because I go back to the early days of broadcast journalism in the 60s and 70s, where at that point, journalism was a public service. And when you wanted to renew your FCC license for your radio or TV station, you had to demonstrate you acted in the public interest. And then this is not the only example, but it's one typical example. In the 70s, Rune Arledge, who headed the sports division of ABC News, took over the news division. And everybody said, well, he can't do that. He's an entertainment guy, and this is news. But you know what? That's what it is. News is entertainment. We debate here on the PowerCast about some of this reality shows about UFOs and the paranormal, and it's the same difference here. They're putting these reality shows on to basically get ratings so that they can sell ads. They don't care about the truth.
It's very cost-effective, too. Reality shows are much less expensive to produce than, you know, your standard documentary-style shows with recreations, that sort of thing. One thing I want to point out, too, which I think is also kind of a crucial turning point, and get your thoughts on this. I think it was during the trying to remember which administration overturned the rule that the news had to give the other side of the argument or the dissenting view of a, you know, you had to present equal time for both sides of an argument. And there was a law in place that forced news outlets to present both sides of the story. They were obliged legally to do that. And I'm not sure when that, I think it was during the early years of the Clinton administration, if I'm not mistaken, that rule was struck. And then that allowed the rise of a very, shall we say, politically slanted news coverage.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, that is very interesting. It actually happened during the Reagan administration.
Okay, well, that makes sense then. that makes way more sense, yeah.
But that whole fair response thing was set up, and networks had to give equal time, which I think is interesting because what came out of that was this whole Rush Limbaugh thing. You know, it was like we got really heavy-duty conservative responses because the liberal media was dominating things at the time. So this was an interesting balance, but we know when Fox kicked in, then we had really heavy duty conservative voices and we had the same type of monopoly. But when you really look at it as the big picture, the way that I was seeing it was like they were playing both sides of it because, for example, when Ron Paul came forward, and the news coverage on him from the right and from the left was completely, you know, he talked about the Federal Reserve. That's an untouchable. So it's not really like, you know, it's not a liberal issue. It's not a conservative issue. They know when to hold the ground for the establishment. And that's something I think that we see. We've been in a steady decline in terms of regular news. There's no question about it. And I think the mainstream media has become, it still has incredible control. And I can tell you from, you know, being up here in Boston that, you know, there are people who just go for mainstream media and that's it.
More to come with Gene Chris and the Dark Journalist. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let's look at this as our corner of the world here. We're a paranormal radio show, not a mainstream political show, but a lot of the same standards apply. So, of course, we attack, for example, the MUFON Hangar 1 TV show because it's basically fiction. But they embrace it because it brings them memberships.
Was that a question or an observation?
It's a good point. It's an excellent point. Well, you know, a MUFON has terrible problems. Of course, MUFON being driven financially the way that they are has degenerated as an organization. And people in the field like Richard Dolan and others have really spoken out about it. Erica Lukes is another one who really, you know, sizes up the problem very well. I think this happens with organizations, but the fact is that with the internet, it can be brought to bear. You know, there can be public pressure around this, and I haven't seen it organized as such. I'd like to see more of that, because what I am seeing, though, is that on the journalistic front, in looking at these areas, talking about our little corner of the world, talking about MUFON, talking about something like Coast to Coast, which is much more like a paranormal dating service type thing now.
In fact, there is a paranormal dating service.
Yes. And I they never stop reminding us about it. You know, and this is the interesting thing about it, though, because Coast to Coast, I think, broke major important stories at one point. Oh. They were big on Area 51. They brought a lot of things out about remote viewing. I discovered things about Russell Targ and people like that way back. You know, that's like 15 years ago. So I think that what happens with these shows is that they hang around and it becomes more and more competitive and their standards become lower and lower. And we're seeing this, you know, one of the major pushers of this is Gaia TV right now. People could say, you know, in looking at Gaia's history, they've had good documentaries. They've done yoga shows. They really cater to a new age audience, and they're not supposed to be mainstream in any sense of, you know, it's more of a, I wouldn't say it's a fantasy, but there is kind of a new age lifestyle they're selling. But they got into promoting shows like Cosmic Disclosure, and Cosmic Disclosure really being the thing that they put a lot behind. I think when you're talking about this corner of the universe, we really have a problem there, because something with a kind of corporate control and corporate advertising and a corporate push that is getting in and vacuuming up ideas from alternative researchers. And I've seen this happen in that show specifically. And that show is David Wilcock and his sidekick, Corey Good. But what we see is that they take these themes and recycle them and regurgitate them. And there are writers working on this stuff. And I'm sure that there are other factors in the History Channel and other, you know, like Tom DeLonge, some of these other movements. It's not just Gaia TV. But this is a move. Somebody has figured out on the marketing side that there's a big market to be tapped there if you can combine this kind of airy-fairy New Age stuff with hardcore UFO stuff. But the problem is the way that they're going about it is they're presenting this fantasy stuff as real. They're not looking for any evidence. They're pretending these people are vetted. They don't have any vetting. I can tell you on that show, there's zero vetting. You know, they're just presenting this stuff as real. So in this case, somebody like Wilcox's job is to present somebody like Good as legit. So he comes forward. He's a whistleblower. Well, he's not a whistleblower. I mean, a whistleblower would be like an Edward Snowden who presents really delicate information at great risk to himself and then has to flee the country and then is under, you know, potential indictment the minute he steps back on American soil. That's a whistleblower. You know, and there are varying degrees for sure. But throwing around this term on that show about this whistleblower and that whistleblower doesn't really hold up because these guys are just coming out and saying, well, you know, I was in the space program and I did all these things and I was part of an off-world colony. And so we get into the fantasy realm here, no proof, no evidence. And what's interesting is, you know, I've looked at UFO literature and watched documentaries and spent time with people who've experienced those things for a long time. And they're very interested in being regressed and finding out about it. They're usually not interested in making any money from it at all when they're legitimate. And they're very interested in the experience. The great difference here is, you know, in Good's case, one of the first major red flags that I saw was that he didn't want to be regressed and he didn't want to take a lie detector test. So both of those were huge red flags. Now, some people might not even trust a regression, but it shows an effort at presenting evidence. These guys, Wilcox and Good, under that umbrella of Gaia TV, were so into the fantasy of this story that they had that they felt they didn't need to present any facts to back it up. And they'd have this little loop of, you know, Corey Good mentioning something, and Wilcox would say, well, you know, I've heard about that from some other researchers, so that backs up what you just said. But it doesn't. And that was the problem with it. So we've had this real issue about evidence with them, and that came full circle in that MUFON debacle from the summer, which was probably one of the lowest points, I think, for MUFON, not knowing their history that well. But it seemed to me like they really just, from an organization that was looking for evidence, looking for facts, trying to show the reality of UFOs, and then they had Corey Good there and talking about being on Mars, and they had Andrew Basiago talking about time traveling. And I think the balance of facts went out the window. There was no supportive evidence for the things that they were talking about. And then you had a guy like Dolan, who is very keen on facts, very hardcore historian style, and he has to be on the panel with them. So for me, that was had to be the low point for MUFON.
They've had low points before, but that's where the train definitely came totally off the rails on that decision-making process.
Now, I want to mention this to you also. If you ask Jan Harzan, why'd you do that? And the posture they take is, let's give our members a chance to decide. Well, this is supposed to be a scientific research organization devoted to exploring the mystery of UFOs. And it's not crowdsourcing. Mm-hmm. It is supposed to present scientific information, which means you assume there's going to be a basic attempt to vet a story before it's presented, not just take any wacky claim and say, here it is. You might as well have Michael Horn and Billy Meyer next.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Billy Meyer, because I'll say this about Billy Meyer, although we've had so many, kind of facts fall out from his story. But Meyer, he made an effort to present evidence, even if the evidence was faked. We have somebody who really, when people went and investigated that story, there's tons of footage associated with it, even if it's faked footage. There's tons of photographs, right? There's a major effort around this thing to say, you know, so that somebody who was on or into the Billy Meyer cult could say, well, you know, I have a lot of evidence on the side. On the side of Corey Good and Wilcox, there's nothing. As a matter of fact, they say that the interstellar beings that they're dealing with require that there be no evidence. It's part of the requirement for doing it. So otherwise, you know, he would be in great danger. So, you know, I mean, I think we run into problems there. But it's funny because when you mention Meyer, actually, I think of the two and I weigh them out and I think, my God, Corey Good is a gigantic step below Meyer.
Oh, big time. Yeah, they're lazy. If they really wanted to be convincing, they would have manufactured something or come up with something. But there was nothing. And I find the fact that he's now got a group of business advisors around him and he's putting on conferences. Mm-hmm. He just had one about, I think, 3 weeks ago up in Mount Shasta, which was a real boondoggle from what I heard. You know, once it gets into the realm of trying to monetize and capitalize on notoriety, that's if alarm bells don't go off in people's minds, then, you know, they're stupid. They're ignorant. They should know better. People should, first of all, should have a BS meter that would allow them to, you know, not suspend their disbelief, but to, you know, start questioning the narrative as being real. And you're not seeing this. You're seeing people. I grabbed my video camera at Contact in the Desert, not this last one, but the one before, and Corey Good and David Wilcock were going to be speaking. It's 105 degrees, and all these people are waiting in line. And so I went and I interviewed people. I caught some flack for it. You know, people saying, well, you do the same thing to those people that you did the same thing to those people that you accuse mainstream media of doing to the subject matter. And okay, granted, yeah, guilty, mea culpa, it's me. Yeah, I did that. But I was trying to expose absolute lunacy and just trying to find out why people were believing this stuff.
Before we look at belief systems, let's look at this break. And then we'll have lots to believe in. We have Daniel List, Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.